Robert Jevney lives, works, farms, and occasionally writes in the greater Jacobson area. Here's Robert Jevney.
In totality, or not. I've been reading a book by a guy I'm embarrassed to admit I hadn't heard of before he died in 2016, and who I'm probably the last person to find out about. His name is Jim Harrison. The book is called Brown Dog, the main character's name, as well as a reference to his everyman status and an ironic genetic eventuality. This set of novellas is set mostly in the North Woods, and BD, as he is called, struggles to use his backwoods sensibilities to get him out of the troubles in which he always seems to be landing. At one point in one of the stories, BD states that living in the woods prepares you for nothing except more living in the woods. I can relate to this. I spent some time in bigger cities in my youth, working in darkrooms as a photo printer, which forced a darkness and light metaphor upon me at an impressionable age. I used to think like people from big cities do, with all their people-y entanglements, but for the last 25 years have lived and worked more or less in the woods, out under the sun, and now regard people as alien and relations with them fruitless. Nevertheless, I am still from there, and regardless of the social situation, people here seem to have an inherent advantage over me, and consequently, much more to my discomfort, bore their way into my brain and lodge themselves with a Velcro-like tenacity into the cyclical pattern of my thinking, and I end up feeling very much like a backwoods fool, which normally is exactly what I'm accused of not being. Kind of a drag. But in this age of everything endlessly all the time and the collapse of the soul into a homogeneous digital slipstream and here and there disappearing in a head-scratching confusion, this is almost a quaint anachronism. Today, a dark moon is to pass in front of the sun, and here, as in here, not there, where the totality is, here, only a slice of the sun will be left to shine for those minutes, and I wonder, in my not-from-here-there-ness, if one squinted one eye and then the other, if the shift in perspective would be enough to, would be enough. But I guess that would depend on which direction one was headed and which eye one was squinting. The soul is stubborn and generally backwards, if not backwoods. But the retina is not. Put simply, don't stare at the sun, stupid. And as Brown Dog might say, be grateful for a full belly and the splendor of a day.